KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have fog, some drizzle or mist, and it's 57 degrees. That's our 24-hour high in the current temperature. We picked up 7 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic up until 7 a.m. this morning. We look for mostly cloudy skies today with areas of fog and drizzle, some scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high near 70. A dense fog advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. for Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties, and lower visibilities can be expected as well in portions of Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, and Dallas counties with some pockets of very dense fog. Radar shows some light shower activity or mist over portions of Cass, Adair, and southern third of Guthrie counties. Heavier showers currently down in Adams County and Union County, and those are moving off to the east, and then a couple of down by the Page and Taylor County line as well, moving off to the east. In the news, sheriff's officials in Adams County report a Corning man was arrested early Tuesday morning following a domestic disturbance. Aaron Michael Gray was taken into custody at around 1:53 a.m. for domestic abuse assault. He was initially held without bond in the Adams County jail, but later appeared before a magistrate and was released on his own recognizance. Audubon County Public Health Director Bob Nelson Wednesday afternoon said ACPH and the Iowa Department of Public Health have identified an additional case of COVID-19 in Audubon County. Nelson said the person was between the ages of 19 and 40. He said also the additional case brings the total number of positive cases in Audubon County to 11, and that includes 6 persons who have recovered from COVID-19, 1 who has died, and 4 that continue to be monitored.
A common question that Audubon County Public Health receives is a request for more information on a COVID-19 positive individual. Please keep in mind that when a new positive case is announced, the Iowa Department of Public Health is only allowing the age range of the individual to be released. Due to confidentiality and HIPAA regulations, any additional information, including the person's race, ethnicity, gender, city, or employer, is considered confidential information and cannot be given out.
Nelson also added in his social media post that as the state of Iowa and Audubon County begin to reopen and you begin to revisit businesses again, please take steps to protect yourself and our community from COVID-19. Continue to practice social distancing, wash your hands frequently, and do not touch your face. Wear a mask when in close proximity to others and stay home if you're ill. And if you're over the age of 65, he says, or have underlying health conditions, please seriously consider staying home. Officials of Pottawatomie County Public Health reported on Wednesday evening that there were 15 more positive cases of COVID-19 there. 12 of the cases are residents of Council Bluffs, 3 are from Oakland, 1 case is a person under the age of 18, 9 are age 18 to 40, 2 are from 61 to 80 years of age, and 1 is 80 years of age or older. As of May 13th, the total number of COVID-19 cases in Pottawatomie County stands at 106. Currently, 54 individuals are self-isolating. 1 is hospitalized, 1 has moved out of state, and there have been 2 deaths. Based on PCPH contact tracing investigations, 38 Pott County COVID-19 cases are the result of community spread, according to officials. And the public health continues to conduct contact tracing investigations for each COVID-19 case. On a related note, owners of the Oakland Dairy Queen posted on their social media Tuesday evening that one of their employees, who does not live in the community, tested positive for COVID-19. The owner said, "For the safety of our employees, we have closed until May 22nd. We appreciate all the positive support that is coming in during these difficult times." And Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber reviewed the district's return to learn plan at Wednesday's school board meeting.
The purpose of the return to learn plan is to create some working documents based on changes surrounding the COVID-19 and the parameters in which we have to operate.
Return to learn, he said, may include options for summer school enrichment activities or other opportunities designed to address the needs of learners. Barber said the school districts are required to have a continuous learning plan for online learning as well as hybrid and traditional plans.
For example, right now, with no crowd of more than 10, how are you going to do school doing that? And then the traditional could be referred to as an on-site plan. It could be referred to as brick-and-mortar plan. You might hear those terminologies.
In addition, districts must have a reopening plan. Those are specific actions outlined by the Iowa Department of Public Health. And Barber said also that through the Federal CARES Act, the district received a one-time payment of $218,675. Those funds can be used for expenses that were incurred during the closure of schools as a result of COVID-19, including health and safety expenses, technology needs, requirements for equity, and to pay for specific building needs. A continuous learning plan must be approved by the Department of Education by July 1st. In the funeral announcements, Betty Irene Hansen, age 86, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Graveside services for Betty Hansen will be today at 11:30 at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Doris Grieve, age 90, of Elkhorn, died Friday. A visitation for Doris Grieve will be this evening from 5 until 7 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Edna Coe, age 87, of Madrid and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Edna Coe will be held on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Wichita Cemetery in Seeley Township of Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Bob Hazard, age 71, of Atlantic, died Friday. Graveside services for Bob Hazard will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Russell Steffens, age 65, of Atlantic, died Monday. A graveside service for Russell Steffens will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the South Lawn Memory Gardens in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Janet Williams, age 85, of Audubon, died Sunday. A celebration of life memorial graveside service for Janet Williams will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Blanche Jacobson, age 92, of Audubon, died Sunday. A private family funeral service will be held for Blanche Jacobson at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Mildred Meyer, age 94, of Exira, died Monday. A private family graveside service for Mildred Meyer will be held in the Exira Cemetery. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Susan Pinkerton, age 78, of Griswold and formerly of Omaha, died Monday. A celebration of life memorial service for Susan Pinkerton will be at a later date. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Fred Rabe, Jr., age 93, of Audubon, died Sunday. A private family service will be held for Fred Rabe, Jr. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. David Bissell, age 61, of Messina, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for David Bissell are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Alvin Sheeter, age 73, of Adair, died Wednesday. Services for Alvin Sheeter are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. And Wilbert Hoyk, age 88, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Arrangements for Wilbert Hoyk, are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.